Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. The city's budgeting season unofficially began on Tuesday night when the Northfield City Council heard a presentation from the Abdo Financial Group regarding the city's final comprehensive financial report for 2023. Northfield City Administrator Ben Martig said, overall, the city is in good financial shape. Expenditures in 2023 were within 2% of what had been budgeted. The city met all of the benchmarking standards that are used to measure a good year, and the cash reserves are at what he called the high end of the policy's range. There were some unique circumstances that helped the city avoid major crises. For example, he said, when the city was presented last year with the reality of the compensation market for law enforcement officers and the need to make changes to the Northfield Police Department pay scale in order to retain good cops who do an excellent job for the city, they were able to use federal COVID relief funds that had been earmarked for public safety. It was a one-time payout from the federal government, but it helped the city keep things from devolving into a bad situation. The audit also put some negative rhetoric to rest. Much of the narrative for those who have opposed the construction of a new municipal liquor store and the downtown redevelopment project in general is that the liquor store does not make money. Quite the opposite is true, actually. The liquor store has been profitable for many years, and the report showed a 28% profit over expenses in 2023. Martig said the liquor store does that in a subpar space.
In a small store, we're basically squeezing all of the profit and efficiency that we can out of that operation, but it's certainly undersized. But I think it goes to show, again, it is continuing to contribute. It's making a profit. It's contributing dollars back to the general fund to help reduce some of the tax burden and actually fund some of our education around substance abuse prevention for youth and things too, so we use those dollars to go back for direct benefit.
Of course, not everything is perfect with Northfield's finances. Martig acknowledged the city's tax rate is, on average, 14% higher than those of comparable cities. He said the amount of tax collected and taxes per capita is more in line with other cities, and the city does know the reason for the imbalance.
Our tax rate is high above the norm, so we're at about 57% tax rate compared to 43% tax rate for other communities. But our taxes per capita are pretty much on line. The one area where, when you ask why that tax rate is high, even though our total city taxes is on the lower mid-range compared to other peer cities, it's because our tax base in the commercial and industrial area is lighter than our peer communities.
The Northfield City Council will now move into budgeting season with some very serious work to do, including the long-delayed decision on the Northfield Ice Arena. Mayor Rhonda Pownell has indicated that a decision on the arena could come as soon as next week when the council meets for their regular meeting on Tuesday. St. Olaf College Professor of Economics Anthony Becker has been named the next Minnesota State Economist. The position is that of a nonpartisan advisor to the state government, providing research and analysis to inform the state budget development and track the state's financial performance. They are responsible for the February and November economic forecasts, which serve as a guide for the amount of money available to the legislature during the budgeting years. The forecasts are very important to the state legislature, demanding a high level of nonpartisan integrity. The current state economist, Laura Kalambakidis, a professor of applied economics at the University of Minnesota, has held the position for 11 years. Professor Becker praised Kalambakidis for her work, saying she has set standards of transparency and objectivity that he intends to maintain. Becker has been a faculty member at St. Olaf College since 1987. In his 37 years there, he chaired the economics department from 2012 to 2020, and he has chaired several faculty committees as well. He has also worked as a consultant in economic analysis and as an expert witness in economic damages. He said in his new role, the state is contracting with St. Olaf for his services, so while he will remain a member of the St. Olaf faculty, he will not be working in the classroom. Becker holds a PhD and a master's degree in economics, both from Duke University, and a bachelor's degree with honors in economics from the University of Maryland at College Park. A published author, he is a member of the American Economic Association, the American Society of Hispanic Economists, the National Association of Forensic Economists, and Western Economic Association International. Professor Becker said he has a passion for economic forecasting, which is essentially what he has been studying and teaching at St. Olaf for 37 years, and he is excited to put that passion to work in such an impactful role.
It's really a great honor to and a privilege to be trusted with doing this in a sense, in the real world where policymakers, the governor, lieutenant governor, and the legislature are going to be making decisions on the forecasts that we're going to be preparing.
Dr. Becker has already begun his work in St. Paul, even as Dr. Kalamakidis prepares to retire at the end of July. He said he is thankful for her presence and letting him have what he called a month of, quote, on-the-job training. He will assume the title of state economist on July 1st. And after the great success of the Moxie Gras Drag Brunch last February, the Grand Event Center is preparing to bring Mrs. Moxie and her band of drag performers back to its stage for another drag brunch on June 22nd. Mrs. Moxie, who bills herself as Northfield's very own drag queen, said the event in February was a hugely successful one and an educational experience as well. One of the things they learned after February is the importance of crowd control and what can happen in a kitchen when 300 people order food at the same time. To that end, tickets are being made available in seating groups for the 22nd. One group will be seated at 10:30, the next will be seated at 10:45, and so on in 15-minute increments until the show starts at 11:30. Joining Mrs. Moxie on the stage this time will be her stalwart companion Lexi Dean, Cher DeWelf, and Ms. Diagnosis. The latter two are new to the Northfield stage, and Moxie said she wants to bring more and more new performers to Northfield.
As we continue to go forward with it, not only for the June 22nd show, but for the future, I want to start rotating more of these artists throughout the state by bringing them from Minneapolis or other locations so that people can get exposed to not just drag queens, but drag kings and non-binary.
Sure. Yeah.
Really experience what drag art is all about, because it's all about education, too.
A very Moxie brunch is set for June 22nd at the Grand Event Center. Tickets for entry are $20 and do not include food or beverages. To order tickets, visit eventbrite.com and search for a very Moxie brunch. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.